This episode is brought to you by HP Instant Ink. No one is reading your mind, but HP Instant Ink knows when your printer is running low and sends new cartridges before you run out. So you never have to think about ink. For details, visit hp.com/instantinkSpotify. Conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Signals from the Frontline, every Monday and Friday video cast live on Twitch. Hello to all of you in the chat. We broadcast on YouTube, and as always, you can find us on iTunes under Signals from the Frontline. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, and give us a rating if you don't mind. It helps to spread the good word about Signals from the Frontline to people who haven't heard it yet.
The good old word.
You could also put on a white button-up shirt, black tie, go knock on doors in your neighborhood, and spread the good word that way as well.
Even ride bicycles.
With a helmet, safety first. Thanks for joining us. Brought to you, as always, by frontlinegaming.org, where you can get all your tabletop gaming goodies at up to 25% off. Make the fat mats, run events. We do lots of cool stuff. My mom thinks I'm cool. Probably nobody else. Frankie, maybe.
No, definitely not. You're definitely not cool.
Well, I think you are cool.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So I'm really, my feelings are really hurt that you put me down in front of everybody.
But
like,
I mean,
that.
Who wouldn't think that the world's greatest 40K player isn't cool? I mean,
you didn't do that good at ATC.
Did better than you.
Most people there did better than me. That was the worst I've ever done at a tournament. It was very humbling. I learned a lot. Like, I need to practice more, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us, everybody. This is Friday of Signals from the Frontline. On Fridays, we focus on news. We talk about the updated ITC rankings and what's going on in the community, rumors, all that fun stuff. Mondays are Meta Busting Mondays. And then, of course, now, on Thursdays, we have the Ninth Realm, our Age of Sigmar podcast. Hope you've been enjoying that as well. If you hear some banging in the background, the unit next to us is being renovated. Hopefully it's not too loud, but it's not as bad as it was in the beginning when they were jackhammering, but it's a little better. So we apologize for that. Hopefully it's not too loud. Hopefully you don't notice it at all. So let's jump in and talk about it. There's a lot of rumors going on, some really exciting rumors about 40K. There's also quite a bit of cool information. A lot of really big changes with Age of Sigmar. We want to touch on that a little bit. Well, you know what? Let's just jump right into that because that's our first news item of the day. So Age of Sigmar came out. Let's just be real. It was a dud when it came out. A lot of people didn't like it. There were some people who did, but more of what we saw was a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
And one of the big criticisms was how expensive the game was. And that was totally fair.
Yeah, I think it was expensive, and then also just the lack of
structure.
Really hurt the Age of Sigmar sales, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's the reason we didn't like the game. Not that our opinion it would apply to everybody else. There's a lot of people who loved it. They loved the lack of structure. But we've got a couple of solutions to those problems that have just come out. First and foremost, the General's Handbook. Today, July 29th, is the last day of our new release special, 25% off. It's only a $25 book at MSRP. It's really affordable. And it comes with all the points for everything.
Yeah.
Everything that's been released in the game, there's points for it, including the old Warhammer Fantasy models, too.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, with all the battalions, everything. So it gives you everything you need, all the rules. It gives you the rules for open play, narrative play, match play, which is what we would be like a league or a tournament. Mm-hmm. What we're going to be playing almost exclusively here, we're playing with the points. They give you a couple limitations in there that are very sensible to help bring balance to the game. It's a home run in our opinion. We love it. If you want to get a full review of it, listen to the last Ninth Realm podcast. We go into it in depth, so we won't really dig into it too much here.
Yep.
Suffice it to say, the General's Handbook, we think, is the silver bullet that's going to turn the tide. We're already seeing it.
Yeah, people are really excited for the General's Handbook. People are starting armies left and right. It's really cool.
Yeah, people have been calling in, ordering. But one of the questions that we're getting, before, we weren't selling very much before.
No.
We were selling way more than we did of Warhammer Fantasy, but that isn't saying much because we barely sold anything of Warhammer Fantasy. So people are getting excited. The tide is turning big time. But one of the questions we're getting when people are calling in, they're like, I'm stoked. I love the models. What the heck do I buy? And hey, it's a brand new game. Like, that's an easy thing to get hung up on. So Adam from Rumble, it's a player finder app for tabletop games. A good friend of ours. He has his own blog, The Dice Abide.
Yep.
Cool dude all around. Good friend. Just had a kid. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
Just had a daughter. So we're really happy for them. They're a new family. But he put together a really good article on how to get started in Age of Sigmar with like a shopping list, basically. It kind of beat me to the punch. I was going to do the same thing. So There's a really good article. There's a link in the show notes, or you just go to the blog, frontlinegaming.org. You can see that. And basically kind of like hold your hand through getting going with a couple of the different factions. And GW today just released 5 new Start Collecting boxes. For Sylvaneth, that's like the tree people. I am in the process of building a Sylvaneth army right now. The models are freaking amazing.
They are really incredible.
Yeah, the big centerpiece model is Alariel on the Beetle. She's the goddess of life in the story. It's insane. Ridiculously good rules, ridiculously beautiful model.
Yeah.
And then there's just like the tree people, the Kurnoth Hunters are my favorite. I have 3 units of those. I had to get them. But there's also the Iron Jaws, which are the, I would say that they're the other most popular new faction in the game. And they're like, they're orcs. If you remember like the black orcs in fantasy, they're the really heavily armored orcs. It's like a whole army of that, but even bigger and gnarlier. And they have the most powerful melee character in the game, Gordrak.
He is ridiculous.
Dude, he's so stupid. Like all the other characters, we've said it before, are like buffing characters.
Yeah.
They're like, they're good in melee, don't get me wrong. They're really like Alariel will kick your butt in melee. But really her strength is like her magic abilities. Gordrak has no magic abilities. He just
runs up and
punches your face off. Yeah, it's cool. It's perfect. It's perfect for orcs, right? Yeah. Like it makes sense. And there's the Flesh Eater Court, which are ghouls and ghasts, zombie dragons, fun stuff. Khorne Bloodbound and Stormcast Eternal Start Collecting boxes. Most of these boxes are at anywhere from 30 to 50% off retail already.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. They were saying, like, you buy the box, you get, like, the zombie dragon for free, and that's, like, over $100 worth of model.
Right. Yeah, it's not. The Flesh Eater Court, I think, is the best deal out of all of them from a monetary standpoint. And if you order it from Frontline Gaming during this, from till next Friday, it's 25% off of $80, $85. It drops down to, like, $68 or something like that. It's insane. It's like you're getting, like, 70% off MSRP if you were to buy all these kits individually. It's crazy. We've never seen GW do anything like this before. It's because they want to entice people to start playing the game.
Yeah, I think something that's also really cool about Age of Sigmar is you can literally buy the models that look cool
and that
you
fine.
Really like, and they are really good.
Yeah.
They actually gave them really good rules. Basically, every model in Age of Sigmar you can use.
Yeah.
Like, the rules are pretty good for each model, so.
I agree with you 100%. Like, there's a couple units that are kind of, like, a little stinky at first. Like, the Khorne Blood Warriors, which, God, the models look so cool. And they are pretty underwhelming. But the thing is that like we've played the game more. With Khorne Bloodbound, ironically, you wouldn't think it. It's a finesse army.
Yeah.
Like you think they just run up and smash you, which is what they do. But because of the way Age of Sigmar plays, you have to take all these like buffing characters. And if you do it right, the Blood Warriors go from a dud to a stud if you just buff them with a couple of characters. So any unit, like even the Blood Reavers, like their wimpy, no armor, light infantry unit, can be really good if you buff them up.
Yeah, with a couple characters, you get like rerolls the hit, wound, reroll charge. You're like, geez, these guys are actually really fast.
They can stack a lot of buffs that all of a sudden they go from zero to hero. So at any rate, jump in there, check it out. If you want to order some of these Start Collecting boxes, like no joke, you get like 2 Start Collecting boxes, sometimes 3 depending on the faction, and then you pick 1 or 2 other models. You're from between $200 and $300, you have a 2,000 point army.
Yep.
New out of the box. It's crazy. So definitely check that out if you're interested. Give us a call, send in your orders to orders@frontlinegaming.org. Swing by the shop or downtown San Diego. We'd be happy to hook you up. Also, we've got the new Age of Sigmar GT and narrative rules up for the Las Vegas Open up on the LVO site.
Sweet.
LasVegasOpen.net. Take a look at it. We wrote that, the mission pack and the narrative mission rules. Directly with the guy, John, awesome dude, that runs Games Workshop's events.
Yeah.
For them, like for their staff at Warhammer World, for people to come there. He's the dude, the top guy. We worked with him to write these mission packs. So check him out. If you're already going, you might want to take a look at it because before I had, like, this is kind of roughly what it is.
Yeah.
We had to wait till the General's Handbook came out to finalize it because it references that book a lot. So we had to wait. Now it's out. The scenarios and everything are up. It's straight out of the book. The only change that we made because players are asking for it is there is a sideboard mechanic. So when you're playing, you can bring extra models and put down sideboards or not. You don't have to. And that was by popular demand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're playing straight out of the General's Handbook. And again, with the Best Coast Pairings guys who do the ITC app for 40K, we're in the middle of making the ITC app for Age of Sigmar. We're going to be tracking rankings. People are already submitting tournaments for Age of Sigmar for the ITC because the award's getting out. So we've already got 2.
Nice.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's not even official yet. People are already submitting it for to go up on the calendar and such. So we will be tracking factions and rankings and all that fun stuff. So get excited for that. And don't worry, we're going to be playing straight out of the book the first season.
Yeah.
We're not changing anything. We're going to put the sideboard mechanic out there because people want it. Other than that, we're playing straight out of the book. And I think that that's going to be work just fine.
For sure.
So get pumped. Like, we will be having an Age of Sigmar ITC champion at the LVO this year, first inaugural year. You only get 6 months. You don't get a full year, but that's okay. We, you know, we can't turn back the clock. In other news, GW did release another FAQ on Wednesday for Chaos Space Marines. Not the most exciting FAQ.
Nah.
There was a lot of clarifications. it was pretty boring, but we're going to go through it as we do. It was 3 pages of FAQ, 2 pages of errata. I guess the most exciting thing is for anybody out there that does is a masochist and actually uses Hellbrutes. They got 2 more attacks.
Woo! Hey, you know what? Those Hellbrute formations that they released are actually pretty good.
They are actually, I mean, yes, for a unit that's...
They get like one that's like 20 cultists and the Hellbrute is part of the unit.
Yeah.
That so one's he just not runs bad. Up. He's like, ah! Yeah.
The deep striking Hellbrutes, I think, is still the best one. It's still not great, but hey, if you want to use them, that's probably the best way to go about doing it. And they just got better.
Yeah. The unit of Hellbrutes is actually pretty scary too. I mean, all those formations are actually really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're polishing a turd, but there you go. What I really would have liked to see, what I'm a little disappointed, is they didn't give Mauler Fiends +2 attacks, because Mauler Fiends would have been baller fiends.
Good God.
They would have been scary.
They already are scary.
Yeah, but with an extra 2 attacks, I mean, gosh, they would have been really good. And then, of course, if we could just avoid immobilization, Mauler Fiends would all of a sudden be amazing.
ITC didn't want it.
I am really surprised at that, to be honest. Yeah. But, hey. So, anyway, let's go ahead and jump in. Codex Chaos Space Marines first draft. First question. Sorcerers with the Mark of Chaos, does the new rule for automatically getting a Primaris power of your God's Mark fulfill the requirement that a sorcerer with a mark must generate 1 psychic power from his patron's psychic table? No. So you still have to take a crappy Chaos power. Sorry.
Womp, womp, womp.
Can Thousand Suns aspiring sorcerers generate their power from the demonology discipline instead of the discipline of Tzeentch? No, you got to take your crappy psychic power. Karn's attacks always hit on a 2+, even against invisibility. Yes, we already did it that way in the ITC.
Yep.
I guess it feels good. Feels good. But I think that was pretty clear, actually. Yeah. Does Abaddon or any named HQ turn into a demon prince or a spawn if they roll on their crappy boon table? Yes. Yep. Somebody out there in Chatland, I swear I read that they at some point they FAQ'd it so that Abaddon did not turn into a demon prince or a spawn. I swear I read that.
I think that was just a hope and a dream.
Maybe.
Because, poor Abaddon. He's like, ah, I gotcha. And now I'm a Chaos Spawn.
The
like,
ever-chosen.
What in the world?
It's so
or even if he turns into a Demon Prince, he gets worse.
He it's gets like, worse.
It doesn't make any sense.
So I want to share one of my favorite Don't moments charge. When we realized how hopeless the new Chaos Space Marine book was. So we playtested the crap out of that book when it dropped at the beginning of 6th edition. It was the first codex in 6th Ed. And when we really realized that it was just like really flawed fundamentally in a game design perspective, I had Karn the Betrayer, I was playing against when you had Abaddon. Abaddon makes an 11-inch charge to get Karn. Of course, I have to challenge. He has to challenge. I have to accept. Abaddon, unsurprisingly, insta-gibs.
He kills Karn.
Karn the Betrayer should have a turn of warrior if anybody does. He's come back from the dead multiple times. Anyway. So Abaddon makes a miracle charge, kills me, and I'm like, well, that's game. Spawn table, or boon table.
Spawn.
Spawn. And I was like,
call it the spawn table.
I was like, this codex is funny, but not fun.
They should have some kind of war gear that like ignores the Demon Prince and Spawnhood, and you get to reroll it or something like that.
Abaddon the Ever-Chosen should not turn into a
flipping
spawn.
I know, the Chaos Gods are like, haha, we give you all this power and now you're a spawn.
You're our chosen champion.
Doesn't make any sense.
If he was going to turn into a spawn, by the 13th Black Crusade of failure, he would have already been turned into a spawn. Not losing a challenge, or winning a challenge, excuse me, against Karn the Betrayer.
He's like, witness me. And
then
you're a spawn. You're like, damn.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. You know, Phil Kelly wrote that one, and I love his work, and I've met him. He's a super cool guy. I like him a lot, but that book was...
It's those random charts, dude. Like, Age of Sigmar, I think, is doing it right. They have the charts, but they say you may roll,
or
you may choose.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Because then you get both. You appease both players. Like, Mariana likes to roll. She thinks it's fun and funny.
Yeah.
But players like us don't. I get mad when something bad happens.
You don't want to be rolling on this chart for something random. You're like, give me something good. And it's bad. All right, great.
It's like your warlord trade table. You're awesome. Like, I rolled one that's... It's like the warlord trade table. You can either get... everyone rolls on strategic. I don't know if there is another table. I've heard rumors of it. It's like Sasquatch. But it's like you can either get something that's worthless or you get like Conqueror of Cities or Master of Ambush.
That's like game-changing.
Game-changingly good.
The last game in the ATC, the guy got Conqueror of Cities and it was a board filled with terrain. I was like...
Damn it.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's so good. And again, not to hammer the point, but that's another thing I really like about Age of Sigmar. And I know you guys probably were like, oh, okay. But we're just really excited about the game because it's so much fun. Is that you get one save. There's a universal save. It's just your save. And if you're in cover, you get plus one to that save. And if there's armor modifiers, you get minus one to that save. That's
or
it.
Minus whatever
it is. Yeah, it's that simple. It's really cool. I think that's a great mechanic. Yeah. Instead of having all these different layers of saves. And blah,
they took
blah,
out
blah.
Toughness and all that stuff. So it's simplified.
But in a good way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into... Can you scroll up?
Chaos, Space Marine, Super Heavy vehicles can take Demonic Possession for 30 points.
Oh.
However, being a Super Heavy, they already ignore Crew Stun and Shaken. Do they still get minus one?
Yep. Yes, so don't take it.
They only put it on there just for completeness, is what they say.
Yeah, that's silly. When using a Spell Familiar to reroll a failed Psychic check, do you reroll all of the dice or just the ones that failed to roll all of the dice? I don't know anybody that wasn't playing it that way.
I could have sworn people were playing it that way.
No, you don't get to pick and choose. It's you pick them all up and reroll them. Well, anyway, now they answer the question. Does a Spell Familiar allow you to reroll the Psychic Test if you get a Parasol Warp result only if you failed to cast the power?
Yep.
This is so weird. I don't understand this. Is the Bale Flamer
considered a flamer? Flame weapon?
No. Why? It burns your soul.
Yeah. Duh. Get it right, Reese.
That was the best in the Orc FAQ. Is like, do we have some sort of a magical flamers that ignore that burns the souls of salamanders? They're like, no.
This is a weird question too. A Helldrake has one ranged weapon. If it vector strikes, can it still shoot it? Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
You can shoot two, yeah. Four.
Yeah.
I don't. That was a weird question.
Yeah.
Anyway, it confused somebody. Could you please clarify the Helldrake's fire arc? They said we already did.
Yep.
Yep. It's 45 degrees forward, which at the time was very good. Now, with warp spiders and stuff, I don't think anybody would mind if you could shoot backwards.
Well, it used to be. God.
Yeah.
Crazy good.
So, it's a fixed forward fire arc weapon. All right, next one. Does the Champions of Chaos special rule work only in the assault phase, or does it apply in the shooting phase as well?
It applies in the shooting phase or any other time that you kill a character, except for sweeping advance. So you get to roll on that lucky boon table, baby. Even if you shoot somebody.
I have never played it in the shooting phase. I've only played it in a challenge.
That's because you never kill anybody in the shooting phase with a character.
And also because you don't actually use Chaos Space Marines.
Yeah. But can you imagine a Chaos Champion killing like a Chapter Master who's like, bop, gotcha. You're like, what?
No! Turns into a Demon Prince. Then charges the unit and kills him. That'd be awesome.
You just forged a narrative.
I did. It's so hard. Does the mutation from the Possessed Vessels of Chaos special rule last a game turn, please, or just a player turn? Player turn. Why are you taking Possessed? They're awful.
Gotcha, suck it.
Couldn't they have just given it to him for the game turn?
Yeah. So how do Feel No Pain or reanimation protocols interact with the Black Mace?
Stupid Black Mace. I'm going to paraphrase this.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you make the save, you don't take the toughness check. There you go. Bellicor was updated in Warzone Fenris, Curse of the Wolfen. Is he still an available HQ choice for a Chaos Space Marine army? Yes, if you have that data slate. They answer this every time.
I say that for everything.
Though. Just go save all your data slates. You're like, I could play something forever.
Hellbrute data slate. First draft. Does the 3+ cover save that the Hellcourt formation... Hellbrute get applied in close combat? No.
You don't get cover saves in close combat, guys.
Well, I guess maybe it's a good question, like if something scatters onto you and you're in close combat, but now you're not in the close combat phase.
Yeah, you don't get cover saves in close combat. You never have.
Yeah.
How do the Chaos Boons to give toughness, wounds, and other non-applicable characteristic bonuses work for you when you roll them on a Hellbrute? You don't get them.
Sorry, buddy.
Why are you playing Hellbrutes again? What is the maximum charge range of a Hellbrute that has just performed a deep strike as a part of the Mayhem Pack formation? Well, there's like one where you go crazy where the...
you can't charge if you deep strike.
There you go.
That's what they say.
Well, yeah, but that's clear in the rules. But people keep asking those. Errata, Chaos Vehicle Equipment, Magma Cutters. They just clarify that if you hit once, you get one attack.
If you hit with all of your attacks, you get two attacks.
There you go.
It's not very good.
No, they're okay. I actually prefer the takeaway attacks.
Yeah.
The Lash Tentacles or whatever. Tell Lash or Tentacles. Hellbrutes add... two attacks for them for Chaos Space Marines and Demonkin. Again, Hellbrutes, not the best. But hey, they get the... this is a big buff. So,
Yeah, it's a big buff for a bad unit.
So it went from like unbelievably terrible to just terrible.
It'd be like if they went Chaos Space Marines now have and four attacks. And you're like, oh, good.
I would take them at that point.
No, you wouldn't. Still terrible.
Yes, I would.
Like leadership check, like, oh god, we run away.
I'm a masochist, yeah.
And you're dead, all right, cool.
Yeah, heavy metal.
You know what's
metal,
great is if they break and then you try to charge them anyways, if they fail the leadership check,
they die. Dead. Yeah, they're heavy metal warriors that live in hell and they are apparently
scared
big
of Space Marines.
Sissies.
They're scared of Astromil.
They're scared of everything. Imperial Guard have better leadership than Chaos Space Marines, which is ridiculous. Anyway, new Forge World Knights, Knight Helmets are on the way
this
that are
sick.
Adeptus Mechanicus themed, and these are absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Put this on any knight, it'll make it look so much cooler. If you have a war convocation, this is a simple, easy way to make your knight look like it fits in.
Yeah.
But they specifically made them for some of the more Adeptus Mechanicus knights, but they would work on any knight. They look great.
Really cool.
Also, if you're going to be at Gen Con this year, next week, please come by to our booth and say hello. We will be there with our partners, Taborn, and we will be slanging them mats if you want to come by and get a fat mat. Also, if you want to just come by and say hello, we're happy to shoot the breeze. It'll be good to see everybody there.
Yep.
There's also going to be an ITC 40K event at Gen Con.
Ooh.
So we'll walk by and say hello. All right. ITC events coming up this weekend. There is a ton of events coming up this weekend, as there are every weekend at this point in time. We're going to be Canada. We're going to be Poland.
No GTs or majors, though.
No big events. I mean, no GT or major events. These are all really cool events. We got them all over the place. Canada, Poland, United States, Sweden. It's crazy. It's all over. Reno, Nevada, which is a fun city. So anybody out there that wants to pick up those points, please go to the ITC tab at frontlinegaming.org. Go scroll down the calendar or use Control F to do a quick search, and you will find all the events going on around you. Get them points. We are over 3,000 active participants.
Nice. Thanks, everybody.
We're one quarter in. It's crazy. That's like more than we did last year.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's a lot of people, and we have like twice as many events already as we did last year.
So. Yeah. The rate of growth has been astounding. Really cool. People are really enjoying it. So let's talk about your ITC top 10 currently in the standings.
Killing it.
Matt Root
got more points. I didn't even think it was possible, but he got more points.
He's at 717 points. He has a 109-point lead over second place. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So right now, it's a competition for second place, unless somebody puts their big boy pants or big girl pants on.
Wins a couple big majors.
You got to go win. In order to beat him now.
Well, actually, you just have to win a major, I think.
Really, you need four good scores and then do well at LVO. And do better than him at LVO. A lot better than him at LVO. So Matt is putting in the travel. He's putting in the time. He's playing very well. Congratulations to Matt. He is way out in front.
He's killing it. He did extremely well.
He almost won the BAO.
Almost won it, yeah.
Yeah, he lost in the last round, allowing the Dark Angels player, drawing the blank, Brandon Grant, to jump into first place with a really cool list. No Death Star, just Battle Company with some Black Knights.
Dark Angels Battle
Company. Yeah, really cool. It was great to see that. But anyway, Matt, congratulations, buddy. You are kicking ass. It's your season. Don't mess up.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Second place, Thomas Hexham Oki has jumped into second place. He is one of our painters. Just all around great guy.
Apparently, a lot of traveling as well.
He has been. Yeah. He has been in the car driving around picking up those points. He's apparently like super famous in a sport called Belagarth, which is foam sword fighting. I think it's foam sword.
I don't know.
It's sword fighting. And apparently he is like a really well-known, respected figure in this. So good job, Thomas. Pablo, one of our employees, he does the sport too. And he was like, wait, you're Elrath? And he like lost his mind. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you see him out there, say hello. He's also really good.
Challenge him to a duel.
Apparently that's not a good idea. Like he'll whip you up if you're into the sport. But Fat Jay and Pablo are going to start doing it again too, which I think is great. It's good. They get out, get some exercise, and have fun playing, doing something with their friends. So I think it's really cool. Anyway, Thomas is in second place, Space Marine player. Plays White Scars Battle Company. Josh Death has dropped down into third place. Brett Perkins is in fourth place, a.k.a. Tomb King. Andrew Gagneau, Captain America, is in fifth. Jeremy Vessier of our own team is in sixth place. Good job, Jeremy. Eric Herger from Beast Coast has jumped up into seventh. Steven Hetmeyer is in eighth. Matthew Shuckman has jumped into the top 10. He did very well at the BAO. He is in ninth. And Julio Rodriguez of Team NWO is in 10th. Top three teams, our team, Team Zero Comp, is still hanging on to first place.
You're holding on to it.
we were only ahead by like 15 points, but now we're ahead by about 40.
Yeah.
So good job, guys. I didn't help contribute in the slightest to that. I'm dragging the team down right now, but I'm going to turn that around. Second place, NWO Black Shirts, and in third place, the Beast notorious Coast. Beast Coast team. We played them.
Their pink shirts.
Their pink shirts, I think, is great.
Legendary.
We played them at ATC, had a great game. Warner, you beat me up and stole my lunch money, you jerk.
I believe the great Nick Nonavati was tabled on turn one.
Yeah. Jeff, our team captain, tabled Nick Nonavati on the top of turn one.
Nick was like, what?
He was like, what just happened? So, I mean, Nick is a phenomenal player. We're not putting him down.
No.
He's won Adepticon 3 times. That's unheard of.
Just poor dice rolls.
And a poor decision. Let's be real here. Yeah. He didn't deploy well. Top Sisters of Battle, Bartosz Chelczynski of Poland, has jumped back into first place. He actually has a really good score. He has 343 points.
He's killing it.
That's a very respectable score. Wait, for
Sisters aren't bad.
They're not. Space Marines, obviously, is Thomas Hegstrom Oki. Well done. Astra Militarum, we have Carlos Kaiser, has jumped up. He did very well at the BAO.
Yeah.
Blood Angels, we have Chris Morgan. He's also posting on our, he's writing for us now. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Loves to debate 40K. Jump in there and let him know. He's a very intelligent dude. Chaos Demons, Eric Kerger, has jumped into first place. Chaos Renegades, Tomb King, is holding on to his first place. He's way out in front. He's got 450 points. Chaos Space Marines, former. The 2015 ITC champion for Chaos Space Marines is still leading the pack, Ellen DeHessa. Colt Mechanicus, obviously, Matt Root. He's been playing War Convocation all season. Dark Angels, Aaron Along with his Adepticon victory, is way out in front. Dark Eldar, we have Jeff Beery. Eldar, we have Matthew Shuckman, has displaced Julio into first place.
Yeah, Matt.
Eldar Corsairs, Carter Leach, it was good seeing you at the ITC, buddy.
Yeah.
He has been dominating all year, although Jeff Beery is starting to catch up to him. Grey Knights, we have Chris Ainsworth has displaced Doc Dragon. Good job, Chris. Harlequins, Josh Death is still out in first place with his, he did win a GT.
Yeah.
But he has got some competition. There's some people catching up. Imperial Knights, Adrian James, way out in front. Well done. Inquisition, Randolph Souls Ulrich is in first place. Good job to you. Knight Renegades, Alex Gonzalez is in first place. Corn Demon King, Horton Dotton has been winning all season. Yep. Still in first. He is dominatingly in first place.
Yes.
Although I am going to start playing KDK. I'm working on my army.
You might get a couple wins in there.
I got to do something. Militarum Tempestus, I'm dropped down to third place. Wah, wah. And Joseph McCoy has taken my crown away from me. Big meanie. Necrons, Alex Finnell is in first place. Assassins, we have Jason Hardy. Orcs, Rich Kilton has displaced Troy Graber. Troy's been in first place all season. Good job, Rich.
A lot of displacements.
There's been a lot of movement this go-round. Skitarii, we have Quinn Sheppis. Space Wolves, we have our teammate Dylan Mosley, who is hell-bent on winning that this year.
Yeah.
Tau, Andrew Gagno, that's been a lot of movement in that as well. And Tyranids, we have Tyler Larson, first place. Well done to all of our big winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, pretty soon we're not even going to be able to name them all. We're just going to be like, you know what? I'm sorry.
Just read it. No, it's fun, though. I think it's fun for people to hear their name and to work hard and get some recognition.
It's really exciting. But...
Rumors. There are some awesome rumors right now, like really exciting stuff. So... The new leadership in GW is taking some bold moves. They're engaging the community. And we've been hearing, we're reading this, but we've also been told by a really reliable source that they are going to advance the storyline. And now it's starting to permeate.
That's really exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So first of all, we'll talk about the Betrayal at Kalth Box rumors because this all ties in together.
Yeah.
So supposedly the next Betrayal at Kalth Box is not going to be called Betrayal at Kalth. It's going to be called something else. But the sequel to it.
What do you think it's going to be called?
Another Betrayal at Kalth.
I think it's going to be called The Betrayal at Kalth.
The Betrayer of Kalth.
Mm, Kalth the Betrayer.
Yeah. It's probably going to be called Battle for Prospero because that's what the theme of the box is.
Yeah, they haven't called anything blood for a while.
Well, they need some bloody blood, blood of blood. But it's going to be themed Space Wolves versus Thousand Sons and others.
Ooh.
This is really exciting, actually.
Yeah.
The hints of what might be in this box set are, I mean, it's crazy, never been done before. So the next box set supposedly is going to have 5 Tartaros Terminators, which are another Forge World version of Terminators. Hopefully they make them better, because Terminators still suck right now, unfortunately. A Terminator Cat Officer with the same type of armor.
Yep.
10 Breacher Marines Mark III armor. Mark III is like...
so sick.
They're really cool. It's kind of like the old plate mail looking armor. And the Breacher Marines are the ones that have shields with a hole for the bolter to go in.
Yep.
They look sick.
They're really cool.
So there we have that. We'd have a Mark III Breacher Officer. 10 Mark III Assault Marines. 10 Mark III Marines, all in plastic. That's 37 models. That's incredible. Really, really think that that's exciting.
Yeah.
But this is the really exciting part. Supposedly in it, with this box set, we might get Adeptus Custodes. Never.
That would be really cool.
For those of you who don't know, the Adeptus Custodes are
They're the guys that clean up after everybody, right?
The Adeptus Custodians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that?
Yeah. They're genetically engineered to mop.
And they all have name tags.
No, they are the Emperor's royal guard. They're the ones that protect the Emperor.
They're like supposed to be super badass.
Yeah, they're more. They're like what a Space Marine is to a human. They are to a Space Marine, supposedly.
Yeah. There's like a whole army of them, right?
I don't actually know how many there are. Oh, okay. But they're in gold armor.
They protect the Golden Throne.
They are, and they're supposedly like Space Marines. Their gene seed comes from the Emperor himself, supposedly. So they're super powerful. Yeah. And the other rumor is that there's sisters in there, and it can't be Sisters of Battle because they weren't around yet. I'm assuming it's Sisters of Silence, which is even cooler.
They're quiet.
Well, they're like ninja chicks.
They're quieter.
Yes. Well, they if I remember correctly, correct me in the chat, they take a vow of silence.
They're monks?
This is really cool. They can't be a monk. They're women.
They're female
monks. They're nuns.
It's 2016, Reese.
They can be whatever. They identify as a monk. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
But Thousand Sons... I can't wait to see what they do with that.
Oh, dude, just wait. So, I mean...
I'm not going to wait.
The plastics in the box are going to be generic, right? But just as it was Betrayal at Kalth, it was the Sons of Horus and Blood Angels?
Huh?
In Betrayal at Kalth?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it was, but it doesn't matter because that's just like the theme, but you can do paint them however the hell you want.
Yeah.
This is really cool. And this ties in with the rumors of a plastic Leman Russ coming out, which is crazy. And more rumors also of Plastic Sisters of Battle being done. Just Goodwin has designed the whole range. Hopefully we get that. But here's what's really, really cool about this. You didn't refresh the page. That's why I was like, where is that rumor? Don't worry about it.
Somebody didn't put it on here.
I did. But you... that's okay. Don't worry about it. So...
We're in the past right now.
The really, really exciting rumors is that as we get closer to 8th edition, which is supposedly coming, we want to make sure that... everyone understands what the implications are. They're going to be coming out with 5 campaigns to advance the storyline to 1 minute before midnight, right before the clock turns over into the next millennium. But they're supposedly coming out with 5 different campaigns and new starter boxes. And check this out. This is incredible, right? We've got Khorne's Slaughterband. This is all rumors, but this sounds cool. New Khorne the Betrayer. New Khorne Berserkers. Bloodletters, Blood Crushers, and Hellbrute. Probably at a really good price point.
Sick.
Eldrad's Cursing Spear, new Eldrad, which we've already seen pictures of the sprue, so this sound like these are very reliable rumors.
Yeah.
I mean, new Berserkers, those are ancient. New Khorne the Betrayer.
All of them are. Yeah. I think the Khorne Berserkers are actually newer than, like, the Plague Marines and stuff.
Yeah, no, the Khorne Berserkers were if I remember correctly, they and the Catachans were the first plastic kits. Multi-part plastic, modern plastic kits. So, and these boxes are the factions that are in the story.
Yeah.
So then we have Eldrad's Cursing Spear. We have a new plastic Eldrad, new Guardian squads that can be made as Defenders or Storm Guardians, new Warlocks in plastic, 2 Warwalkers and a Fire Prism.
Sick.
This is when it gets exciting. Magnus's Weaver of Change. New Magnus Demon Prince. That's, yes, dun, the Primarch.
Dun, dun.
That's crazy.
Magnus.
New Prosperine Terminators. I don't know what that is. New plastic Rubric Marines. Ranged Rubric Marines Close Combat in plastic. Amazing. And a Chaos Predator tank. Wow.
Ooh.
Here's Iana's Phoenix Host. Iana, a Reliberator Oracle of Ennead. Cool.
Nailed it.
All right. That sounds great. I don't know what it is. Arcane Battleseer Firesight. Can also be built as a standard Arcane Battleseer, which we don't know what that is yet. Sounds cool. Another Eldar faction. Can also be, and then there's also Wraithblades, Wraithguard, 2 Wraithlords, 5 Dire Avengers. Sounds pretty cool.
Not bad.
Ahriman's Unholy Covenant, new Ahriman in plastic. Inkari, which sounds like a demon prince or a greater demon of some sort. Yep, can be built as a Keeper of Secrets. 2 Chaos Sorcerers, all new. Again, probably in plastic, almost guaranteed in plastic. Rubric Marines, Pink Horrors of Tzeentch, Demonettes of Tzeentch, Chariot of Tzeentch.
Another chariot? Oh.
These aren't new.
These are the starter boxes, yeah.
So Sithrak's Anguish Bringers, a new Velocian Sithrak, the Blade of Vect. It's a Dark Eldar guy. I don't know what the
is
hell that
Vect?
Is.
Is it Blade of Vect?
The Blade of Vect.
Do it! Bring him back!
Right?
Bring him back!
So then 5 new Cablite Trueborn, a new kit. Cable Light Warriors, new Incubi in plastic, two Venoms, one Raider, one Razor Wing Jet Fighter. And then the last of these boxes that are rumored to be coming out, the Laughing Host, new Prince Uriel, Companion of Kagarok, which is the Laughing God, new Salandry Veilwalker, sounds like a Harlequin thing, three Harlequin Troops, two Star Weavers, and a new Sentinel of the Black Library.
Too many Eldar stuff.
Dude, do you hear how much new kits are coming? Magnus? Ah, this is crazy.
A Keeper of Secrets, too. That's interesting.
So, this is incredible. The Prospering Terminators apparently are Rubric Terminators. So, this is incredible stuff. This is so exciting.
Dude, I can't wait to hear how the story advances.
Yeah, so it sounds more and more realistic that an 8th edition is something that's actually going to happen. We don't know. So, take it with some salt. But I'm excited. 7th edition is a little crazy. We're hearing lots of stories of people having their communities dwindle, people kind of moving away from the game because of the insane power levels and not the crazy stuff that can happen.
But also on that point, I mean, the events are growing.
Some are. Yeah.
For the most part, like the big events seem like they're growing, but
some are. Some have had declining attendance, unfortunately. But I think not to toot our own horn, but I think the ITC has helped a lot.
Yeah.
And we've had people tell us that over and over again. But I do get emails from people saying, like, some of the more insane stuff is pushed people away. I think that's why a lot of people are picking up Age of Sigmar right now, because it's the simplicity is appealing. I'm not bashing 40K. I'm just saying that I think there's a lot of room for improvement. I think most of us can agree on that.
Yeah.
7th edition is for creativity is the best, hands down, no question. But there is stuff in here that's so powerful that an edition, two editions ago, would have been, you wouldn't have even believed it.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, very exciting. I can't wait to see what happens. Also, new rumors for Age of Sigmar. The new faction on the way supposedly is the Beastclaw Raiders. These are ogres riding big animals.
I like it.
The faction is really cool. You could have an army of nothing but the big Thunder Tusk and basically like woolly mammoth dudes being ridden by ogres, and then ogres riding like woolly rhinos.
So cool.
You could have a really low model count army. Very powerful. Cool, too. So check that out. If interested, very cool. Lots of rumors. I can't wait to see what the future brings here.
I know.
Recently completed commission, we have the classic Abaddon the Despoiler, was just complete, painted by our studio at a Tabletop Plus. Beautiful model, still holds up. He's a little small. I think they need to scale him up, but looks great.
There were some rumors of a new Abaddon coming out a while ago.
I'm sure that they've designed it already. He's probably ready to go in CAD. They just need
He should be, like, massive.
He used to be huge.
Yeah.
But everything is scaled up. That he now is tiny compared to modern Terminators.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so like he should be bigger than him. I agree 100%. So we'll see what they do. All right, shoot us some questions, guys. All right. Hunlex says, 7th edition isn't that old. I miss editions being longer, like 5 years. I think that's true. I think GW doesn't want to roll editions over that fast either. I think that the design team has identified what they believe are problems in the game and are trying to correct course.
Yeah, I think what we'll see with 8th edition is a more well-rounded edition. I think 7th was quick to try to fix 6th, because 6th was...
6th was a disaster, let's be real.
Because it went from 5th, which was awesome, and was a 5-year edition, because it was great, to 6th, which was not very good. That lasted, what, maybe 2 years? And then 7th came out, I think, to fix it, and I think 8th will be another, like, 5-year edition.
Yeah, we hope so, because we were told by people that were... that were in the know that their goal is to make an edition that can last for a very, very long time, because they don't want to roll it over. Nah. But they've kind of missed the mark a couple of times.
Yeah.
Watan Damanga, sorry, I can't pronounce her name. He's saying that in the UK that it's going bigger than ever for 40K, which is great. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, tag 8833 is saying that their community is growing, but also fractioning into cliques.
That unfortunately happens a lot in tabletop gaming,
because
there's different philosophies on how to play the game. Axis of Entropy says tabletop gaming in general is growing. That's very true.
Yep.
But if you go to events like Adepticon, for example, who we love those guys and we support them 100%, you've seen their 40K events have gone down a little bit, but everything else has gone up. The event has grown.
Yeah.
And I think that's true of Nova Open as well. They haven't had that 256 attendance, and this isn't a dig on them in the slightest. Those guys do great events and we support them 100%. But I think you've seen that a lot at some of the big cons.
Yeah.
Is their overall con is growing, but the 40K events have shrunk a little bit.
Trent Wolf is saying that ITC has done a great job for the traveling wargaming community.
Awesome.
It feels like a lot more people are traveling. I mean, shoot, Julio has 11 events. That's insane.
And we know Julio loves the ITC to the bone.
What is this? Scuba, Steve, what do you two think is the top quality of a competitive player needs to have?
Staying calm.
I'd say, I just dropped a blank.
I think that being humble is really good, especially if you're winning.
I always hate it when you play somebody and say they're beating you, and then like their friend comes up, how are you doing? Dude, I'm destroying them. And you're what are you doing? Come on.
Be humble in victory and be gracious in defeat.
Yes.
I think the number one quality, though, is staying calm, because sometimes you can feel like you're losing, but you're not, and you just need to keep your eye on the prize, like, how do I win the mission? I think that, above all else, is the best quality. I do it. I do it subconsciously. Rantimus Prime, hey, that's Rantimus is our Australian distributor for the Fat Mats. If you guys are out there on the Gold Coast, say hi. Are we bringing out Age of Sigmar terrain? We may or may not be designing that.
When can I get a look at the Age of Sigmar ITC set?
Set? What do you mean?
I think he's talking about like mission packs and stuff like that.
Oh, we're playing the missions out of the book.
Yep, straight up.
This year, we're not changing a damn thing. We are including the option to have sideboards. And then we're using the house rule to measure from the base, not the model.
Grant is asking if we're going to the Hammer of Wrath GT. Yes, sir.
Yep, we are going. We already got our tickets. Oh, if you guys want to go to that event, get your tickets soon. It's going to sell out.
Yeah.
Also, a big, big shout out to the Iron Halo GT in Oklahoma. It's in September or October. Check the ITC calendar. But that sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. Definitely want to direct people to go check that out. Tag. Can 2v2 team events be submitted for ITC points? Yep, no problem.
Team events are a lot of fun.
Team events are super fun. The ATC was great. We're actually talking about doing a team format event in Southern California. Yeah. So that's just talk right now. I mean, we've been wanting to do a third GT here in our new home. But we've just been kind of like batting around ideas, where would we do it. Yeah. And I think we want to do like an ATC, ETC style event here in Southern California. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments if that sounds like something you'd want to do. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I really, really thought it was a great time.
Tag 8833, Reese, what conversion kit did you use on your Tauroxes?
Oh, it's I think it's an eBay store. Great guy. He's a super nice guy. I think it's called Blood and Skulls or Skulls and Blood. Yeah. If you Google Torox wheel conversion kit, you should find it. They're like, I don't know, $10 or something.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you use the Torox like goofy tread things. And I'm making artillery out of that for my Renegades army. And I'm using like the guns from Forge Fiends.
Yeah.
Sticking it in between two of those. And I'm using a tentacle maker from Green Stuff Industries to like make little like connecty bits. It looks really good.
Trent Wolf said that Iron Halo GT is the first weekend of October.
Thank you. Sorry, I brain farted. But that looks like it's going to be a great event, and we definitely want to encourage people to go. One of our teammates, Ben Cromwell, is going to be going to represent Team Zero Comp. He played on the ETC team. He's very good. He'll tell you he's very good.
Take that, Ben.
No, Ben is a great guy.
Scuba Steve said, War Spiders came first, Riptide Wing came second. What do we think is going to be the next big thing? Chaos Possessed. I'm saying it right now. Watch it. It'll be here.
A Possessed Star. Actually, there was a guy that won a tournament with a Possessed Star.
I'm telling you, it's going to be the next thing.
Using Crimson Slaughter, he did. I was impressed.
Next big thing.
Penguin's Bane. Got my Doom of Mimiria book just a week ago. Super excited to start my Corsairs army. They're awesome. And we do know that the Corsairs FAQ is being worked on right now.
What?
Yep, so can't say anything more than that. But
I think that'll be the complete GW, or the Forge World FAQ that we've been waiting on for, what, 4 years now? Two years.
It was supposed to come out in December of 2014. Come on, Forge World.
Come on, guys. But you know what? They've been answering a lot of things really quickly. Like
they do.
The new flyers and stuff.
Yeah, they did. That was awesome.
All right.
One more question. Wu Tang Damage 46? I don't know what the hell that is. What do you guys think are the top meta armies for the ITC specifically? Our format does lean a little bit towards MSU, although Death Star or low model count armies do just fine. They made it to the top 8. Damn near made it to the top table at the LVO. Yeah. We've seen do really well in ITC format. Battle Company does really well. Eldar.
Spider Spam.
Eldar, as much as that's obnoxious, they do good in every format.
Death Star still do really well. They struggle a little bit on the mission or the big objective missions like scouring and stuff.
But we really have a really good variety of armies in the ITC. Just, you know what? Go look in the ITC, the rankings, and go look at the average scores for each faction, and that'll give you a really good idea. And I think you'll see that they're all actually pretty close. There's a couple outliers, like Inquisition and Assassins, but I don't think that surprises anybody.
But it's funny, at the BAO, you walked around and you looked at like the lists that were towards the top, and you were seeing like Wolfen lists, you were seeing lists, Renegade lists, you were seeing Astra Militarum lists. You were seeing like a lot of variety, which was awesome.
Yeah. And last question, Farseer of Doom, when is the Age of Sigmar ITC rankings? That is an interesting question. I think you mean, when is it going to go up? The Best Coast pairing guys are working on the software right now. They're doing they're building the database. It's going to take a while, a couple weeks. I would say probably late August, early September, we'll actually have rankings ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to start building out the part of the webpage for Age of Sigmar ITC, so that we can start putting up the events that are occurring and all that fun stuff. But it's going to take probably a month before we're really cranking on it.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. And have a good weekend.